From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
It may sound cliche, but it's true. Children do live what they learn. And as a result, a whole community has been benefiting from the selfless giving of a father that has trickled down to his children. Stick around to find out how they are sharing the love. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. This may have been the guiding principle of Ivan Rainford and his wife while nurturing their 10 children on a meager budget in Bernard St. Mary. This, as even with many mouths to feed, there always seemed to be enough to share with others.
My father is a giving person. When I say giving, in that I'm from a family of 10, 7 boys and 3 girls. That's biological, same mother, same father. But I think my parents has grown about and as mother than father more than the 10 biological children that they had, because my brother's friends became his children, and my sister's friends became my father's kids as well.
One of the Rainford siblings, Barbara Rainford, will be. Now, several years after the death of their father, the children have banded together to put on a yearly outreach program for community members.
It was good. This way, come back in, very nice of them, and we should continue.
Well, it's a great idea to see the community coming back together, sharing in fun, gifts and all these things. It's a nice thing to do.
And the Rainford family and whole, and me grow together, but I feel very happy.
I would like to, I feel so excited because I am a part of the family, and I'm feeling so proud to know that my family can come back and give back to this community.
Well, I feel so good and appreciate it.
Residents of Bernard showing appreciation for the Rainford sibling outreach project. After staging a treat in the community, the Rainford siblings hand over gifts including articles of clothing, shoes and food items.
So we came here and decided that we had to do something in our community. It was a time to give back. And it so happened that it's right around my father's birthday, because he's April 12th.
Paulette Rainford. The Rainford siblings say the primary motivation for the outreach initiative is to model the selfless life their father lived. But there's also a secondary influence, the integral role the community played in their upbringing back when It Takes a Village wasn't just a mere saying.
That community is a community that grows me. Every adult was my parent. So, I mean, I have gained so much, not just from my biological parents, but from the persons living in the community. That giving back to me is minimal in comparison to what I have gained from the community.
Barbara Rainford will be. Another sibling, Shirley Farrell, says though none of the siblings are wealthy, they see giving back as a worthwhile effort.
We became who we are because of that background. It was very humble, very poor, and none of us have made it to be millionaire status, but we have made it out. Whatever little tokens of affection we can find, you know, and clothes here and there, shoes here and there, we bring it. And I must say, they're not looking for handout. They are genuinely grateful, but it's not in a pathetic kind of way.
The message is clear. One doesn't have to be rich to give back. All it takes is a caring heart that's willing to meet a need. Today and any other day, if you see a need you can fill, extend a helping hand, share the love, and make a difference. You never know, that one act of kindness may plant a seed that will touch others. And that's it for today's program. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, reminding you to continue to share the love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.